There was no way in hell he was going to let Cat die. Not like this. Or worse, kill her for it. There had to be something they could do, anything, and he was willing to move the heavens and earth to save her.
I refuse to believe that.
He picked Cat up from the bed and faced Katara.
Watch as a car for me. Don't let him out of your sight, and whatever you do, don't kill him.
She made an indignant squawk.
Are you kidding me? I'm not a babysitter.
He gave her the most hostile glare he could muster.
No, I'm not kidding. I don't want my brother dead. You said he's fractured. If that's the case, then we can fix him. But first I have to save Cat.
It's impossible, Sin, and you know it. You're insane and you're wasting your time.
We'll see.
He paused before he left.
And Katara, if my brother isn't still breathing when I return, the Honoroi are going to be the least of your concerns.
She gave him an indignant huff. Ignoring her, Sin closed his eyes and flashed him and Cat to the last place he needed to visit. Colossus. And he naturally manifested right in front of a Caronte, who eyeballed him as if he were a prime steak on a plate. But Sin wasn't in the mood to deal with it. He ignored the beast.
Apollome!
Sin shouted as he walked down the long, narrow hallway with no idea where to go to find her.
I need you.
She appeared in front of him with her hands on her hips and her face flaming angry, until she saw Cat in his arms. Apollome's countenance instantly changed to one of concern as she rushed forward to place her hand on Cat's brow.
What happened?
For some reason, that one single question coming from Cat's grandmother hit a raw nerve in him, and all the repressed emotions he'd been holding back came rushing forward. His throat tightened as fear for Cat overwhelmed him. But there was more to it than that. The thought of her dead. Sin hadn't hurt like this in so long that it was all he could do to draw a breath. He couldn't lose her, he couldn't. Swallowing against the lump in his throat, he spoke in a hushed tone.
I think she was bitten by a Galu demon, and she's becoming one of them. I need you to heal her. Please.
Tears filled Apollome's eyes as she met his gaze, and he saw a hopelessness there that tore through him like fire.
I can't heal something like this.
Anger singed him.
I saw you mend her when she was hurt. You can heal this, I know it.
She shook her head.
I can heal wounds, but this is in her blood. It's spreading through her. I can't fix this. It's beyond me.
He felt as if someone had just sucker-punched him. He shifted Cat in his arms so that he could press his lips against her feverish temple. Every laugh she'd ever given him, every touch burned through him now. The thought of never hearing another sarcasm-laden quip.
It couldn't be over.
He couldn't lose her over something so stupid as a bite they'd failed to cauterize. If not for helping him, she wouldn't even be in this.
No, there had to be something else he could do.
He glared at Apollome as he felt his own tears pricking his eyes.
I won't let her die like this, Apollome. Do you hear me? There has to be something, anything. Don't tell me that out of two pantheons we don't have a solution.
She brushed a loving hand through Cat's pale hair.
Maybe her father can do something. He understands demons a lot better than I do.
A chill went over Sin at her words. The last known address for Ash was Artemis's bed.
What?
Apollome locked gazes with him.
You have to take her to Olympus. Apostolos is the only one I know who might have a solution or cure for this.